Well, reports suggest that Saudi Arabia has funded a Libyan general's military offensive on the country's capital, Tripoli. The Wall Street Journal has cited senior advisors to the Saudi monarchy as saying that Riyadh offered General Khalifa Haftar tens of millions of dollars to help pay for the military campaign. The money has reportedly been used for buying the loyalties of tribal leaders and recruiting militants, as well as other military purposes. Earlier this month, forces loyal to Haftar launched a surprise offensive by marching towards Tripoli. Political commentator Alex Power says Western countries are okay with the Saudis pulling strings in Libya because they don't want China or Russia to get involved in the oil-rich country.
It's become a lawless disaster. And then you also have the refugee crisis, which has embarrassed Europe because they've been totally flooded with African Libyan refugees, which is, you know, just been a complete disaster. So they probably back-channeled through the Saudis, who have interest in this as well. I mean, it's a geopolitical interest, plus you have oil. Now, Libya has just amazing reserves of oil. The Saudis definitely want a piece of that. They also want the ability to control it so that they have more control over their cartel. With OPEC, they have more leverage. So I'm not really surprised that the Saudis are involved. I think this is a desperate measure by the West. They may say what they want about General Haftar, but clearly the Saudis have put their backing behind him, and they're going to move forward and support him because, like I said, the truth of the matter is Libya is a disaster, and someone somehow has to take over and take control of this country, and nobody wants the Chinese or Russians to get involved, so they're going to have the Saudis do their dirty work, and they're going to push, you know, the mercenaries and army generals or tribesmen, militias, whoever, who will benefit them and finally control, seize up control of this country.